versus unvaccinated. And I don't care. I've got two employees that have gotten the vaccine. It doesn't bother me that they've gotten it. I just don't feel it's the government's authority to mandate anything like this.
So that's not judgmental. Judgmental would be to condemn or display anger or whatever at those that would disagree with your conviction or that don't hold the same conviction you do. That would be judgmental, but in your case, you're maintaining a conviction. So you're saying, in good conscience, I can't do this.
And as long as you give them the option.
But you're not.
You're telling them not to, then it would be.
Yeah, but you're not violating anything.
Right.
By doing it. I mean, you're not. Yeah. I mean, you're.
Okay.
You're obviously going against what, say, that mandate is, but in good conscience, you're saying, I can't do that. I don't see that as a judgmental thing. I see that as a conscience thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're good for more? Oh, we can go for another hour now, Ryan?
Another hour, all right.
Woo! All right.
There's three questions that I think of, you know, because you think of matters of conscience, sometimes, you know, it can be difficult to discern, I guess, where your hurt motive is coming from. And, you know, again, from Ephesians 5, asks the question, well, does my decision harm, first of all, does it harm my example of Christ, where I am? Secondly, Paul talks about there, does it cause me, does my attitude cause me to have a sinful attitude towards someone else? And then thirdly, does it harm mine or someone else's worship of God? So those are the three questions that we get from. So those are sort of, that's the rubric that you can run conscience through. You know, where is this attitude coming from? Because if it's coming from God, all of those things will be affirmed in those three questions.
So this isn't a question. It's just a thank you. As someone who is a school teacher and is bombarded with this almost on a daily basis, I appreciate the biblical viewpoint that you're offering and the rubric as being a teacher. I like that too. But thank you, because it's not an easy decision whether you do it or you don't do it and how to answer people. And so now I feel like I'm more equipped, and I thank you that this probably wasn't an easy decision to put this out there, but you followed God's word, and I appreciate our pastors and the elders who hear God's voice and give us what we need. So thank you.
Well, you know what? We have to wrestle with this stuff, and there's not easy answers to all of it. But you know what? We have a God that is all wise. God that has given us His Spirit that lives within us. He's given us His Word. He's given us one another. He's given us minds to think, and He's given us a conscience. So He's given us all the tools that we need to get through all of these things that we're wrestling with. And you can be confident that God's leading in your life is something that, as Dave was talking about, you just need to be obedient to that. And I think God will honor that. And sometimes the consequences may not be favorable. Sometimes they'll be unfavorable. But I would rather be in the unfavorable side of things if it means obeying God than versus disobeying God. And again, the commands are clear, but when it's not clear, you have to know in your own mind what your conscience is telling you, and hopefully it's informed well by the Word of God, and then you make that decision, and you have to trust Him then, and God will be faithful, always is, always was, always will be. Probably. You want to sing it? No? Okay. How about we pray? God, thank you for our time together tonight. And we do thank you, Lord, for all that you've given us as your people. We're overwhelmed with your grace and your goodness to us. Help us to keep our eyes on you. Help us to inform our minds and our hearts with your word more than the media. And help us, Lord, to just not only think correctly, but help us to live correctly in terms of how we demonstrate the gospel and even our differences with one another. Lord, give us grace, give us patience, and help us, Lord, to exemplify you, especially when we run up against situations that perhaps do defile our conscience or against what we believe. And if we run up against situations that maybe make us a little perturbed and upset, I pray that you would give us an extra measure of love and grace in those situations as well, and that you would help us, Lord, as the church, continue to be the church and to honor you in our response to all of these things and maybe other complications that will come down the road beyond this. But Lord, you're faithful, you're bigger than all of this, and so may we rest in you. In Jesus' name, amen.